been muted. To unmute yourself, press star 6. You are no longer muted.
So we can remember this moment.
The meeting has been locked.
Lost?
Locked.
Oh. Gosh. Guess it's getting to be time.
You've been muted. To unmute yourself, press star 6. You are no longer muted.
All right, now we're good.
We're live? All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, May 4th, 2020. This is a continuation of the Town Council Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to open?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll start with the weekend updates from the department heads. Chief Kennedy, Fire Department.
Thank you, Council. Report from the beach, our guard spoke with several hundred.
Hello?
Hello, can you please mute?
Is the meeting happening?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, please mute. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, beach report. Guard spoke with several hundred people over the weekend.
We're all here.
Is it going out?
So
you, some of you can hear the fire chief on the phone.
All right. Can you all hear us now?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Apologize for the technical difficulty. Did you hear the opening of the meeting?
No.
Okay, well, we did start the meeting. We had a motion and approval, and we are now talking to department heads. First department head up to talk about the weekend is Chief Kennedy, Fire Department.
Okay, so each report, our lifeguards spoke with several hundred people throughout the weekend, most of which were nice. They gave them a little bit of latitude on what was allowed and what was not allowed eventually, and went towards as long as you're moving and standing, you're okay. Some did have to have the PD called on. Of those 100 people, they did say about 90% of those had beach towels or some sort of stationary equipment with them. And the general response was that they did not know. There's more dogs than ever this past weekend, about half of which were residents and half of which stated they also did not know. I think there's still a sign on every beach access that states that no dogs are allowed.
Yes,
as we see with throughout the lifeguard season, the people that usually don't follow the rules don't read the signs either. So for the most part, things were okay on the beach strand. I did have some concerns that I would like to at least bring to your attention. First, there was quite a bit of misunderstanding on the parking situation. A lot of the people that our lifeguards got out and spoke with stated that they thought the 30-minute parking was for them to come down, bring a towel out, bring a chair out, dip their toes into the sand, and then they can leave after 30 minutes. So I do think there was some confusion on that. Some of them had stated that it was not marked at every parking spot, so they were unsure of that particular situation. Another concern I'd like to at least bring up is our guards made personal contact with quite a few people. Obviously, I'm concerned about the safety of our guys, but at the same time, as I stated a few weeks ago, you know, any of our lifeguards could also be asymptomatic and possibly spread this stuff to someone else too. So they are making contact with quite a few people. And then lastly, our guards did state today that they spoke with around 4 dozen people. Of those 4 dozen, just about every single one of them had a beach towel or a beach chair or some sort of stationary equipment. And they did state that there's several Facebook posts going around that our beach is open. Not sure where they're coming from, but I'd just like to bring it to your attention. Other than that, I have nothing further.
Okay. And any questions for Chief Kennedy? Counsel?
Have a great job, Chief. Tell your guys we appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it. I don't like the fact that they're interacting with so many folks, but okay, thank you, Chief.
And then lastly, before I get off, you know, I did this last time too, this weekend, and the police department really set a great example. Every time when we had a few citizens, I don't know if they were citizens or not, a few beach patrons that got fairly irate with our lifeguards, and I know our guards took a fairly soft approach, and they were Johnny on the spot and were able to respond in every situation, so. Thanks.
Kind of bothered by the dogs on the beach, especially for the locals. They should know better. Maybe we need to raise the fine.
Yeah. Well, we're about to hear from the chief. There were quite a few tickets, and that rule hasn't changed. So what has changed is several people, I guess, received a $150 ticket. That would certainly put a little damage on your walking, I'm sure. Anything else?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
Chief Bowden, Police Department.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Just a quick update on the amount of citations. There was 91 parking citations issued this weekend, and like Ed said, a lot of irate people didn't realize they had to have the decal, the 30-minute parking, you name it. Said there weren't enough signs out. Atlantic Avenue. That became a spot for people just to go to the beach and use it for 30 minutes or longer. It's very difficult for Lanier or us to control that without being down there. You'd have to have at least two people control Atlantic Avenue and K Avenue the whole entire time. Guys did a great job, though. They helped out Lanier with the parking. Saturday wasn't quite as bad, but Sunday was a mess with just an overload of people here that, you know, said they didn't read the sign or they didn't see a sign or what have you for the parking. But we ended up writing 12 dogs on the beach. One was a $600 fine.
Oh.
He had multiple dogs on off the beach. One was an empty container from a citizen who was rather irate. And we did have tons of people that were sitting on their towels and sitting in beach chairs, and we came by, and 95% of them were nice, but we did catch a lot of flack from people sitting on the beach wanting to know why they could sit on the pier and fish and do that. Told them it was private property and why they couldn't sit on the beach, but they could sit, you know, 50 yards behind them on the boardwalk. So the beach was open. It was chaotic for a while. Also spoke with Troy Slaughter about the parking appeals and if I could do the appeals process for Lanier. He said we could, and he's taking a look at the ordinance. Pretty much, again, back to the beach, pretty much it was just, there was tons of people out there on Sunday. Like I said, it wasn't quite as bad on Saturday. I came in to work, but the guys were getting cussed at, fussed at, catching some flack from people, and multiple dogs on the beach, and we just did what we had to do. So That's pretty much it.
Okay. Did you get more pushback from people on parking tickets or information that was shared about the beach? Or maybe both, I guess.
Well, it was a little bit of both. Like I said, people wanted to know why they couldn't sit on the beach, but you could sit elbow to elbow on the pier. There was no issue with the pier parking because they had designated spaces on private property to park. And if there was overflow, they had that option. Really wasn't bad as far as that goes, but the pier being open, you know, brought tons of people down. It was chaotic for a while on Sunday. We do have one question I have for you guys. We do have a message board that we rented from United Rentals. I don't know if you'd like to keep it another week. Keep it another week. So
that's what I recommend to council.
I mean,
we're already getting enough flack about our communications. We don't want to take any of it away right now. We probably want to try to figure out a way to do more. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Just in general, the parking was a lot of complaints about not having passes and very little information. I know it's all over our website because our staff has done a great job and they fielded tons of phone calls, been cussed at and everything else. So I apologize for that, for those guys. All in all, most people were fairly compliant, but we did catch quite a bit of grief for certain things. So that's really about it, I think.
Hang on 1 second, Chief. Admin, are you getting nasty phone calls?
Yes.
By nasty, I mean people swearing at you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Chief?
I don't think so, unless you guys have any other questions I've missed.
I have a piece of information for the fire department and the police department, but anybody have any questions before I do that?
No, just again, tell you guys, great job.
Yeah.
We appreciate we're putting them in a hard place. The battle's a bad battle, right?
And
make sure they understand council recognizes we're putting you guys in a hard space, and we'll continue to try to make it better. But it's not going to get real better in the short term. We're going to talk about some solutions when council starts talking from our earlier department meeting. But just let them know we understand. We appreciate the work.
And again, fire department with the lifeguards did a great job. Public mm-hmm. works with the signs and admin for helping us out has done a great job. And you guys have done a great job too. So thank you.
Hang on 1 second, if you would, Chief Bowden. And also you, Mr. Kennedy, how about you two guys come up front? I received a card today. It says, thank you. They weren't really thanking me. They were thanking you two. On February 28th, there was an accident where a victim had a stroke, ran into our specific boardwalk. This lady has a very lengthy note here talking about the professionalism and the speed with which you reacted, that her husband has fully recovered mentally, speech, everything. She sent a $2,500 check in honor of your two departments. That has been handed over to Arlen in finance, so you don't get to spend it. But it'll be going into the general fund. But I want to thank you, and I would please tell your guys, you know who is on this call, let them know. And our thanks goes out, and I'll write a thank you letter to this couple.
Thank you.
So it wasn't all bad. Well, maybe just this week, but that was a good event.
Thank you. And I'd like to recognize I believe it was our C shift, Captain Steve Wally, and our two engineers, Jonathan Lanier and Kyle Till, on that call as well. They did a fantastic job.
So. All right. Please let them know.
We'll do. Thank you.
Thank you. John?
No updates, sir.
No updates? Jimmy?
No updates, sir.
No updates? Public Works? Nikki?
No updates tonight, sir.
Okay. Arlen?
No
off page for finance.
All right. Mandy?
No updates.
All right. Okay. So, seems it was a quiet weekend except for administration's nasty phone calls for the beach, lifeguards, and for the police. Okay. All right, well, going to open it up now to some of the things that have been going on around, and that is, if you listen to the governor today, he is expecting, he didn't say he would, he said he was expecting that they would be able to move into phase one of recovery. He has not told us what that means in aggregate. He's going to tell us that on Wednesday. Therefore, there are not many changes that we have to bring forward this evening, but we do have at least one or two things to discuss. And that item to discuss, we had an individual who wanted us to speak about short-term rentals. So I'll open it up to council on inputs relative to short-term rentals.
Well, I think, at least from my perspective as emergency manager, like we've been recommending, we closed off short-term rentals to not bring people here. If you think about the short-term rentals, there's kind of some disagreement between the building inspector and the mayor on exactly how many there are, but there are between 400 and 500 short-term rentals in Curry Beach, plus the motels. If you assume 8 people or 10 people, that's 3,200 to 4,000 people that would come to the beach. All of them would not be from here. We would be encouraging them to violate the governor's current stay-at-home order. So from at least my perspective, as we figure out how to deal with the strand and the other issues, and we'll talk about that after we discuss short-term rentals, a phased approach is what we've been trying to do, right? So this weekend was the first phase of the Curry Beach Park, right? So a private business owner who the county ruled was fit within the parameters of the businesses that the governor identified, reopened, and we dealt with that. And both the police chief and fire chief and the administrative department said we had some hiccups, right, which we're going to have to deal with before this weekend. I think the similar thing happens when we start dealing with the short-term rentals. Until we've got the strand figured out, we can't bring 4,000 people down here for the police and lifeguards to try to deal with. And so while I hope the governor on Wednesday tells us some good news, at least for now, I think it's a wait and see for me. And far as recommending as the emergency manager to the rest of council, short-term rentals have to follow what happens with the governor. And we have to have figured out the breach strand before they happen. So I'm not ready to recommend any changes to short-term rentals to the rest of council. That's kind of where I'm at for the rest of you guys.
Well, we obviously are having, even though I thought we did a very good job of telling people what would be allowed on the strand, as far as no chairs, no towels, you know, that type of stuff, obviously the people are not paying attention to it. So if we bring short-term rentals, we allow them to come. But people don't expect to have vacation just like they always do. So I'm inclined to agree with David that until we hear what the governor's got to say, and we need to enforce what the stay-at-home order really means. And I know it's hard. We don't want to tell a property owner not to come here, but it's awful tough bringing 4,000 people from many different states, not just North Carolina, but many states here. I'm in agreement with David Britton. I'm just not ready to make a decision right now.
I don't see any reason why we would, well, countermand the governor's edict. We've been acting, down from the federal to the state, the governor, the county role. We've been in lockstep with those so far. So I don't see just jumping out of that, we don't know if the governor's going to speak again either tomorrow or Wednesday. Only two more days for us to see what we're going to change based on what the governor said.
I think the short-term rentals is the biggest concern the citizens have, you know, being inundated with several thousand people potentially from all over the place, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Charlotte, other states. So I have no problem keeping them closed for now.
Okay, it sounds like there's a general consensus that we need to wait minimally till Wednesday to hear what the aspects. Can somebody mute
your phone? Thank you.
It looks like it's consensus that we wait until Wednesday to see what the governor is doing. And we all have concerns. So there'll be no changes to our order at this point in time. And I do presume, and we'll get to that point when we finish this, that we will extend to Wednesday so we can take whatever actions are necessary.
You mean continue the meeting? The order, nothing expires until the 8th now, correct? So
correct.
We're filing our order.
Oh, yes, right.
Have a couple updates. So
go ahead.
Down with short-term rentals, correct?
I don't think anybody has anything else to say in short-term from the council.
Okay, so kind of the update. First off, the council's been watching New Inter County, so as of this morning, we're up to 89 cases. So the curve continues to be fairly flat. The hospital made a good announcement over the weekend that they're not just beginning to investigate, but they're going to be restarting. And they didn't, if they set the date, I didn't catch it, but they were going to be restarting elective surgeries, which says that they're confident in their capacity, which is one of the things that we were very concerned about, right? So as everyone should remember, our strategy was to guarantee capacity so that whatever issue you had, if you go to the healthcare system, you get service that started before this. And it seems like that's working very well if they're considering to add an elective surgery. So that's a good sign. Also on the PPE front, they continue to be very positive in the county, at least at the hospital level. Chief Kennedy, I don't know if y'all have had a meeting recently, but on the EMS fireside, I assume we're still positive about PPE, shaking his head for those that aren't here. So on personal protective equipment and hospital capacity, the metrics continue to look good. They're still tracking the rest of their metrics. For the rest of the council, the department heads and I spoke. While we think we're fine for the next couple of days, one, because of the weather, and two, because it's the weekday, we do believe that we will come to the Wednesday meeting and recommend some changes, and we're working through that now to how we deal with the strand. A couple of concerns. One is all the parking mess, right? So while we were well-intended with this 30 minutes down Atlantic Avenue, that has become a huge issue. And then the fact that we have spaces throughout town that even though we posted on the website, even though we've asked the media to tell people to look before they come, the media really didn't do that over the weekend. So if you were looking at any of the news, when they announced the opening, they didn't really say parking restrictions. In fact, the TDA website, as late as yesterday, still said parking in all the beach towns was, here's the stuff from last summer. So even our TDA website didn't really help us. It sounds like they're fixing that today. I just got an email back from them about that when I noticed it yesterday. So we will bring back at a minimum on Wednesday some recommendations for change on how we're dealing with the beach strand. My hope when we went down this path, and if you'll go back and listen to the meetings, anyone that's old that hasn't paid attention to all of them, our restrictions on the strand followed the two big parking areas in the county, Braxville Beach and Carolina Beach. If you look, Curie Beach has 662 parking spaces. And if our beach is less restricted than the other beaches, that means all the fishermen that want to go to the beach, if Curie Beach is the fishing place, will come to Curie Beach. Or if Curie Beach is the place I can sit on my towel, we'll come, right? So we followed those restrictions. We didn't follow them because we 100% agreed with them. At least I speak for myself, not council. We followed them because it was a defensive measure to make sure that our small fire, lifeguard, and police department and our small town was not overrun. We have to review those. As you heard, both of our police chiefs, the interactions that we're having to take to maintain these restrictions is a big problem. It's exposing all those citizens as well as our small first responder staff to too many interactions. We're still working through what we should do to fix that. And so I've got plenty of emails on all the things we did wrong and how we should change it. I'm sure the rest of council's read them. Some of them were serious. Some of them were not as serious. Some of them were polite and professional. Some of them were not as polite and professional. Continue to send them. We'll look at your idea. If you have the best idea out there and you send it in, and the department heads and council believe that's the right path to merge, we'll be glad to follow that. But recognize what we're trying to do, and whether you like it or not, we've done a pretty good job, right? So one, our professionals out on the front lines have done a great job. If you've been out there observing, and I hope the citizens that don't like what's happening are actually going out there and watching what's happening, our staff has been very professional with all the interactions. My kudos go out to them. And even for the people that have complained, except for a very small number, many of them have started out with, your staff was professional, but this was wrong. Okay, well, at least they're saying good things about the police and fire and lifeguards. The council will continue to discuss and take actions, and we will review your information, and we will make recommendations, and we will move forward. For the small minority that are violating the rules that have been there all the time, and please, for those of you on the line, pass this to your friends. Encourage them to listen to this part right here. If you as a citizen are purposely violating the rules and causing problems with our police officers, we will make sure that they give you all of the pain that you can get, because you deserve it. If you're taking a dog on this beach right now, as someone that lives in Curie Beach, when the rules have been like this for 5 years, you deserve the fine you get. First off, you're making them interact with you, which is jeopardizing yourself, because they're interacting with all those other people that you're not. Number one. Number two, you're wasting their time. And number three, you know the rules. The rules have been like this for 3 or 4 years. And if you're violating them as a resident, you're just doing it to be spiteful. Now's not the time. So if you don't like it, my number's on the website. Please call me. I'll be glad to come talk to you in person about this issue. But it is unbelievable to me that we have residents, longtime residents, that are taking dogs or alcohol or glass or anything else down there that have been ordinances of the town for multiple years. You deserve the ticket you get. And don't blame the police. Blame me. Because as the emergency manager, I'm directing the police chief, who's looking at me right now, to tell his officers from the emergency manager in state of emergency, write the ticket for any resident violating any ordinance of the town that has been in place for more than 3 years. Chief, I see the chief looking at me, so just please pass that on. Because we've got enough stuff going on with these guys that they don't need that. And if you have questions, my cell phone is on the website. Please feel free to call. I'll be glad to talk to you about it. Now, to the council, when we bring recommendations Wednesday, I ask you to go talk to all the staff, right? So I got the opportunity at a department head meeting to hear their concerns. They've done a great job of sharing them in this meeting, but town staff, call them and just ask them about the calls they're getting. Police officers actually out on the beat and lifeguards, just give them a call. They'll be glad to talk to you about it, because I want you to personally understand the issues that are occurring as we talk about the solutions. I think, you know, our other beach towns kind of brought us down here, and we've got to figure out the path back without encouraging more people to come here. But we have to look at what's the right thing for Cary Beach to manage this process. And at the Wednesday meeting, I will bring pretty strong recommendations to council after working with the department heads on how to, what I believe we should change. Whether we change it Wednesday or Friday will really be based on what the governor says at his update on Wednesday. So I'll be watching that to act, ask the department heads, okay, how does this impact what we discussed? That's the emergency manager update, sir.
Thank you, David. Any other council members have a comment? Well, I would echo what David went through sitting at the meeting with the department heads. My primary concern in handling the responsibilities of their positions, they are interacting with far too many people. I'll leave it there, but that will be on my mind for Wednesday solutions. As well as the situation on the beach, what is allowed on the beach and what isn't, and parking. What are you going to do about parking? So those will be solutions that should be part of our discussion on Wednesday in conjunction with whatever comes from the governor. And David, you're spot on about residents do know better. And we need their help.
We definitely do.
Any other council points?
No, sir.
Okay. For a period of time, we can open for questions from how many people on the line?
97.
Okay, for we can take a few questions. Questions, please. Not necessarily comments. Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. Is there a presentation of using a metal detector while walking on the beach or driving on the beach on the north end or south end?
As long as he's not in the state park, I think he's fine.
Chief wanted to answer, we're not sure actually.
Yeah.
I believe it was about a metal detector.
Yes, it was.
I believe as long as you're not on the state park, you're fine. As long as you're in Cary Beach, you're fine for sure.
Yeah.
Does that answer your
question?
Speak your phone away from the phone.
We can't. You're exploding across the. Move your phone a little bit away from your mouth and give it to us again.
Is it better?
Oh, much better.
Okay, so my comment I'd like to make is on the short-term rentals. Is just when they first talk about it, it's in consideration that once they make an announcement to lift the ban, that it's not going to be immediately the next day. There's 34,000 people here, but this will take several weeks before it ramps up. So if they were to lift the ban on May 8th, for example, it's not going to be like May 9th or 10th, and all of a sudden we're exploding with 3,000 or 4,000 tourists. It probably won't be until last week of May, first part of June. So I'm just asking they consider that, yeah, based on the number of rental units and 8 to 10 per unit, it's not like the day after they announce that automatically we're going to have full capacity here. So anything that was decided in April, kill May, anything that's decided in May, if they can go kill off of May, it's really going to start affecting, if people are able to get rentals, in June. So I'm definitely consider that, yeah, there's a potential, but there's going to be several weeks before people are able to talk.
Yes, okay. So, sir, one, I would agree with you in a normal state. If Cary Beach is the first place to open up, I believe there's huge pent-up demand. There's also a lot of people that are not working or working from
home. There's a lot of cabin
fever anywhere. There's also the stimulus checks that everyone just got that they didn't have for a normal year. So while I agree with you, I don't think it would be a 0 to 100%. I believe that it will happen faster than you think, just because of the pent-up demand. That's just my opinion.
All right, okay. That's my third point, but I would also ask that they, you know, just consider that, and so that's all I'll say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Did you want to make a comment, Joe?
Ed Daniel, 337 South Fort Fisher.
Yes, sir.
I have a comment and another question. The comment on the short-term rentals is, if there's 400 units of short-term rentals and you're assuming 8 people per unit, that's 3,200 people, and 3,200 different people every week.
Yes, sir.
Possibly, yes.
So I think you know, that load is pretty significant on a beach town with an elderly community and people with underlying conditions. So that's just my comment.
Okay, and your question?
And then, the question is, well, more of a recommendation. As the lifeguards are driving down to the beach, and I heard Mr. Hagler talk about existing regulations, people that own property should know better than being sent up in the dunes because they can't go on the beach. So I would just hope that the lifeguards and the police are watching not only the beach, but the dune areas, because we've seen many people on our walk since we've opened up the beach that are using the dunes. And then the last thing I would say is, I think you guys are doing a great job. My wife thinks you guys are doing a great job. And just continue what you're doing, because we think it's helping us all stay safe.
Thank you. Question, anyone?
Lisa Lepo?
Yes. Where do you live, Lisa? What is your address? I'm sorry, Lisa, we did not hear your address.
0971.
Okay.
Okay, so first I want to my question is, why violation of this person, but in all businesses and the other places,
ma'am, we can't understand you.
Lisa, for some reason you're coming across jumbled. I don't know if you can pull the phone pretty well away from your face and try it again, but we can't understand the question.
Okay, I'll try again later.
Okay, no, that was actually relatively okay, what you just said last. So give us
your question. Okay, come on.
Give us your question.
When I went through the police, and you need to turn certain walls number two. And I hear a lot of complaints from people that they don't know that this is the first thing to do. Our town is still in the area. Is the nurse of the law still this too?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, we couldn't understand you.
Okay.
Can you email that to the town clerk and she'll read it for us?
If she'd email it.
Absolutely.
Yes, if you email it to the town clerk and we get it before the meeting,
we'll
answer it. Otherwise, we'll answer it by email. We're sorry we can't understand you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. We'll take yes.
We watch from our house and we see bunch of dogs on the beach every day, whether it's early, late, or even during the day now. And it looks like some of our cars basically just talking to them and and you know, they go on their way. I think at this point, there has been so many pieces of information wherever you go, whether it's the newspaper, TV, the Gazette, it's very clear that there's no doubt about the beach. Whether I agree on that, it doesn't matter. But there's no doubt about the beach. And I think anyone with a dog on the beach, and especially when renters come and they say, we don't know those rules, they should get fined automatically. There's going to be a contact with the lifeguard that it should absolutely be fined. We didn't give warnings to people that are parking, saying, oh, we didn't know this, and we'll just give you a warning. They get a media ticket. These people should get that at this point. Ignorance is no excuse. And as we're on this meeting, we watch the dog on the beach. So they continue to go on, and because of the rules that have been in effect so long, I would think at this point, the only way to stop is finding everybody on the beach, not stopping them on their hand anymore. And otherwise, from what I hear, you're going to be doing a great job and an incredible number of not citations for stopping them. I think we have to start hitting with money. It seems that money is the only thing to bother people now.
Okay. Thanks, David. I would tell you that the last 2 weeks or so, there's been over 20 dog tickets. We will not catch everybody. We're not designed to catch everybody, but people that do it will do it at their peril because many are getting caught. So that's the best we can do for now. We'll take one more question, so that we can adjourn staff.
Okay, this is Josh Rudy, at 142 North 3rd Avenue. My question is, are we allowed to drive on the beach behind the aquarium in that area?
We don't know when the South End is getting open. I'm sure they'll make an announcement on their website for the state park. That's not controlled by the town.
So,
I've heard it's going to open sometime soon, but I don't know when.
I believe phase one does open state parks. If that's true and they go to phase one, I believe that park will be open
Saturday then.
So, but you'll have to listen for that on Wednesday. Yep. Okay. All right. Please mute your phone.
I make a motion we go into closed session. We done?
No. Yeah. Nope.
I make a motion we continue this meeting until Wednesday at 5 p.m.
No, PNC.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. We have PNC meeting and HPC meeting.
At 6:30.
At
6. 6:30.
Okay.
So what does that have to do
with? We need to start maybe a little early.
Oh, you're not Wednesday. Oh,
not
I'm sorry.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Four.
How's your work schedule? I didn't look at my home. I looked at mine on my phone. I mean, I'd love to start over. I'd love to start over, but I gotta.
I'm good at four.
Good at four?
Yeah.
Sarah Doctor, 117 Stormy Central.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We've closed. I'm sorry. We've closed questions now. We're discussing when to continue the meeting. But you can send
time.
Time
out. The expenses that the taxpayers are accruing during this time for all the visitors to come to the beach. It would be very helpful at the next meeting. Thank you.
No, I would tell you what, if you do have a question, if anybody has a question, we can't keep the staff here all night. They've been here quite a bit today and through the weekend. I would ask you to send your note into Town Hall and we will get to it. We just can't take them all with 91 people on the phone. So, not being disrespectful to the community, just trying to manage the meeting, manage the time, and we will get to the questions. Thank you.
Please put the question just to be acknowledged and answered the next time around. Thanks.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. So, 4:30?
4:30 to matter.
Make a motion. We continue the meeting to 4:30 because of the PNC meeting on Wednesday.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This particular meeting is adjourned. We'll go into next.